Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, July 26, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, 1896 Summer Olympics. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive into the fascinating depths of Wikipedia's vast content library. Today, we're time-traveling back to the late 19th century to discuss the 1896 Summer Olympics, the first modern Olympic Games that marked a pivotal moment in sports history. All right, buckle up, because today we'll journey back to Athens, Greece, where international competition was reborn after centuries of historical dormancy. It's fascinating to think that these games were the stepping stone to the global phenomenon that modern Olympics have become. First, some context. The revival of the Olympics in 1896 was mainly driven by the vision of a Frenchman named Pierre de Coubertin. His dream was to resurrect the ancient Greek tradition and foster international peace and camaraderie through sports. It's impressive when you think about it. An idea that started as a small spark of imagination led to an enduring global event that we eagerly anticipate every 4 years. Think about that moment, 1896. The world was quite different. There were no smartphones, no television broadcasts. It was a time when telegrams and letters were the primary means of long-distance communication. Travel was slow and often cumbersome. Yet, despite these limitations, athletes from across the globe came together, setting the foundation for modern sports diplomacy. The 1896 Olympics were held in Athens from April 6th to April 15th. These dates hold special significance. Did you know that the opening ceremony was on April 6, 1896, marks the anniversary of Greece's independence from the Ottoman Empire? Symbolism was heavy in the air, as the chosen venue was packed with historical connotations and contemporary pride. There were 14 nations and about 241 athletes, all men, competing in 43 events across 9 sports during these games. Compare that to the modern Olympics with thousands of athletes and numerous countries participating. It gives you an appreciation for how far the competition has come. Here's an interesting tidbit. The events of the 1896 Olympics included traditional track and field events, cycling, gymnastics, swimming, weightlifting, wrestling, and shooting. But here's something intriguing. At the first Olympics, events like marathon running were newly conceptualized. The marathon, inspired by the legendary run of Pheidippides, a Greek soldier, from the Battle of Marathon to Athens, was an instant sensation, captivating both spectators and participants alike. Now imagine this. The opening ceremony was held in the Panathenaic Stadium, which was a marvel of its time. Although it was a stone structure, it could seat approximately 80,000 people. Just picture the grandeur, the enthusiasm in the air, the flags of 14 nations fluttering in the Athenian wind. This was more than just a sports event. It was a cultural renaissance. Speaking of the Panathenaic Stadium, historically, it is significant. Originally built in 330 BC, it was refurbished for the games by a wealthy Greek benefactor, George Averoff, whose statue still stands at the venue, watching over the sports enthusiasts as they create history. It's like ancient meets modern, a continuous loop of heritage and progress. The Games organization was not without its challenges, though. Financial constraints were a significant hurdle. The Greek government at the time was bankrupt, and public enthusiasm, though high, wasn't enough to gather all necessary resources. It was the international community, coupled with Greek emigre support, that rallied around this dream to turn it into reality. This collective effort is truly heartwarming when we consider the geopolitical divisions of that era. Another fascinating chapter in this story is about the athletes themselves. You see, these competitors weren't professional. They were school teachers, students, soldiers, regular folks passionate about their sport. This amateur spirit symbolized the true essence of the Olympics, where the joy of participation overshadowed the pursuit of victory. Let's not forget some key figures from these games. One of the standout stars was Spyridon Loui, a Greek water carrier who won the marathon. His victory wasn't just a personal triumph. It was seen as a national pride, enhancing the spirit of unity among Greeks. His name became legendary, symbolizing hope and perseverance. Also, consider James Connolly from the USA, who won the triple jump, making him the first Olympic champion in over 1,500 years. Just imagine the exhilaration and pride associated with that, being the first of a new breed of global champions. We've talked about the grandeur and competitive spirit, but there were lighter moments too. For instance, during the swimming events held in the Bay of Zia, the water was so cold that some athletes refused to compete. Picture this: the bravest ones diving into the frigid waters, thrashing towards their goal. It's moments like these that add a human touch to the grandeur. Now, let me pose a question to our listeners. What would you have liked to witness or participate in if you had been at the 1896 Olympics? The rowdy crowd at the wrestling matches? Or the earnest runners in the foot races? Or perhaps joining the spectators marveling at the gymnastics? This reflection can help us appreciate the diversity and evolution of sports over the years. The story of the 1896 Summer Olympics is a testament to how dreams can reshape reality. It stands as a symbol of how human ambition, perseverance, and unity have the power to transcend time. Today, as we watch the magnificent, multifaceted Olympics, let's remember the modest, spirited beginning of this journey in Athens. Before we wrap up, here's your call to action. Dive deeper into the rich history of the Olympics by visiting the Wikipedia page on the 1896 Summer Olympics. There are numerous stories and details that will expand your appreciation for this remarkable event. Thanks for joining me today on Wikipedia. Stay curious, keep exploring, and let's continue to unravel more fascinating stories from the vast expanse of Wikipedia together. Until next time.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, 1896 Summer Olympics. Thanks for listening. See you next time.